It's so amazing the difference when you're in the Father, with the Father, the way you see things. And you come back here even 4 hours later, you don't see it with the same clarity you saw it there. It's the same with the Word. You can see the Word in a dimension that's so powerful, that's so far beyond the way you see it here. It's so revealing. It's so life-changing. And there's such a mystery here. I just marvel. It's always been there. I just never saw it. Amen? You just can't imagine what's in these verses that I put on this piece of paper here. They have the power to release what I've been after for a very long time, the keys to answered prayer. I'm not talking about praying and God giving you favor to do this and that. I'm talking about praying to the Father and receiving from the Father. Large, small, but continuously. Amen. A flow of receiving from Him. I told the Lord the other day, I said, you know, more people would pray to you if they actually received answers. And He said to me something that changed me forever. He said, the first principle of receiving from the kingdom is to receive from the kingdom. He says, when you understand what I just said to you, you'll understand how to receive from the kingdom. I didn't understand what he said, but he said the first order, he actually called it order. And he goes, the first order of receiving from the kingdom is to receive from the kingdom. And I didn't realize that there's a war of two kingdoms going on. There's a kingdom of this world and there's a kingdom of God. And the enemy constantly wants to disrupt the operation of the kingdom of God. He constantly wants to sidetrack it, constantly get you out of alignment. And God's constantly trying to align you in the ways of the kingdom of God. Amen. And so he begins this chapter, this amazing chapter, with the Lord's Prayer. And we've been into the Lord's Prayer a lot, but we've been into the position of the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verse 6, when you pray, we know this by now because I've said it 1,000 times, enter into the sanctuary, the inner sanctuary, pray, shut the door, say shut the door. See, you've moved from one jurisdiction to another, and when you've moved from one to another, he said, pray to your Father which is in secret, and thy Father that sees you. So wherever you've moved into a jurisdiction where the Father is seeing you. You're in a face-to-face encounter with him. You're in a place of union with him. So you're praying from a state of union with him. And then pray. And that's the first thing he said, pray our Father. Say our Father. So you're not praying as an orphan. Now that's big, because he's going to deal with an orphan spirit down into this chapter. A lot of the reasons why we can't receive, because we've been orphaned from our spiritual father. And the enemy literally wants to father us in his system. And the Father wants to be a father to us, a literal father. And to do that, we're going to have to move from an orphan spirit to a son mentality. He says, who's the greatest in the kingdom? You'll have to become as little children. It's a humbling of yourself in the way that you receive. Because the issue, especially in this nation, is there's a lot of things you can do. You don't really need God to do it. You can do it. Amen? And a lot of times you pray for things and you end up answering your own prayer long time before he answers it. Amen. But you answer it in the wrong system. And God's wanting to reattach us to his system. Amen. And you're not going to be attached to the kingdom system unless you can see it. Amen. So let's get into what he's saying here. See if we can shed some light. I'm going to ask God for help here, because I see these words differently when I'm with him. Then when I'm here, I need to be there to see it and to convey it. I need to have him transport me in that kind of light, because there's no light like his light. Already I'm moving, and this is the first operation, because I told you we're moving into God is light. If you haven't been here the last couple of weeks, God is love, God is light, and the kingdom is light. And to operate in light, we have to dwell in the light as he is in the light. And when we dwell in the light as he's in the light, we'll see the way he sees. Listen to me, if you can see it the way he sees it, you're going to start understanding how the kingdom works. But if you don't see it the way he sees it, you see it the way you see it. And many times we see it through veiled lenses, and we don't understand And we think we understand, but we don't understand because we don't understand. We can't receive. And the first order receiving from the kingdom is to receive from the kingdom, not this kingdom. Because the first thing the enemy's going to do is replace the kingdom with his kingdom, with his system. He's going to put his system right in front of God's kingdom and get you to bite from his system, eat from his system. That's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Has a lot of good in it. It's very alluring. It's incredibly alluring at times. If you don't understand the tree of knowledge of good and evil, there's a lot of temptation to eat because the enemy makes it very beautiful, but it ends up evil. It ends up dry. It ends up bankrupt. It ends up void, but it's not presented to you that way. Amen? You only get that at the end of the road. Say amen. All right. Praise God. So you ready? Ready? Take a little journey into Matthew 6. Wow, what's in this chapter is awesome. So Matthew 6, verse 19, I couldn't wait to get here today. And I'm so glad the Lord, through the high praise of God, just shattered that lethargy. Just shattered it. Amen? Woo! Glory to God. All right, so verse 19. Let's begin. So he's going to actually, he tells you the Lord's Prayer, then he's going to teach you how to actually receive from the Father throughout this whole chapter. He's going to tell you, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, pray, our Father, as a Son, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, give us day our daily bread. But he's going to tell you actually how to receive from him as he go on down into the chapter. Listen, if we learn to receive from God, a lot of your troubles are going to be over. We learn to receive from the Father. It doesn't matter what kind of economy in, what circumstance, what situation, because you're not receiving from this economy, this situation, this circumstance. You're not even seeing this one. You're seeing another one. Amen? All right. So verse 19. Woo! I might have to run. Might have to take a victory lap. Praise God. Feeling some resurrection life up in here. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Let's go to 21 first. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. He's talking about the heart here. He says, do not get your heart positioned in the earth where moth and rust will corrupt. And he said it very clearly. If your heart's positioned in the earth system, the thieves will break through, the thieves will steal. He said it, and he guaranteed they'll break through because your heart is positioned in the wrong system. All right? And if you don't get your heart positioned into the right system, you're in a corrupt system of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and it'll give you good things, but it will follow it with bondage. It'll follow it with evil. It'll follow it with darkness. Amen? So he said, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Get your heart into heavenly things. If you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above. Set your affections on things that are above. It's not just seeking and setting the affection where you're receiving joy, peace, love, and grace. You're also receiving the tangible benefits of the kingdom that are going to manifest here in the earth for you. God, it's his good pleasure to give you, say give you, the kingdom. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. Do you think the kingdom is just going to leave you poor when he said, blessed are the poor? It's not going to leave you poor if you understand how it works. It's going to turn. Because the poor never learned how to receive from this system. He said, blessed are you because I got another kingdom. You may never have received from this system. But there's a kingdom you can receive from. That's not conditioned on what you do. Not conditioned on your works. Not conditioned on your talents. It's all conditioned on you being a son and receiving from the Father. Amen. Where your treasure is. If your treasure is in the kingdom, your heart will be in the kingdom. If your heart's in the kingdom, you're going to learn to receive from the kingdom. If your treasure's in the earth, your heart's in the earth, and you're going to get intertwined with earthly things, earthly systems, and you're going to be a product of the earth. Now, the earth will bless you. The earthen system will bless you, but can also bring a curse, too. It can bring good, the bad, and the ugly. condition on what that tree is providing you on any given day. The kingdom is always the same. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from above, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning, no darkness, always the same. Amen. Booyah. So the first thing he's talking about, if you're going to receive from the Father, you're going to have to get your heart where the Father is. You're going to have to get it out of the earth. Now, how do you get the heart out of the earth? Now he's going to talk to you about how to get the heart into heavenly operations, kingdom operations. Oh, this, I'm going to go a little Greek on you, a little interlinear on you. Man, he broke it down this week. Praise the Lord. Wednesday, I ministered about halfway, and I got the rest of it since Wednesday. Amen. I went back in there, and it went, woo! Where your treasure is, there your heart be also. Now look at verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. Now, literally, he's talking here. He's giving you an analogy about your eye, but he's literally talking about the heart, the eye of the heart. But he's giving you an analogy of your eye. Close your eyes for a minute. See, you can't see. There's no light until those eyes are open. It gives you light. Your whole body's filled with the light. That's the same way the heart works. The eye of the heart, whatever it's looking upon, is going to be filled with. All right? If it's attached, intertwined, connected, bound to this earth system, whatever you bind in the earth is going to get bound in heaven, then the earth system's going to flood your being. It's going to flood your imagination. It's going to flood your belief system. It's going to flood the operations of your heart, and you're going to do things the world's way. It's going to flood it with the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it's coming from a fallen tree. If the eye of the heart's connected to God, it's going to flood you with what? Light, love, peace, faith, glory. Amen? Now, if therefore your eye be single, the whole body be full of light. And I couldn't get off that single. I had the first part of it. I couldn't get off of it. And he said, there's more there. The Holy Spirit kept saying, there's more there. He goes, the whole key is the eye of the heart. If you want to learn to receive from the Father, you're going to have to get the eye of the heart connected into the right place. I said, show me. I kept going around it. I went into the Greek. So here's the first. That word single, it's on your notes there. That's why I'm giving you notes. It's haplus. And it means single, whole, good, fulfilling its office, sound. That's the first order. If that eye be single, fulfilling its proper office, if it's good, if it's whole, if it's sound, if it's focused, your whole body will be full of light. Now, he's not talking about an eye that's focused on the world. It's an eye focused on God. But he said, go further. So I went into the root of the root. Amen. That word haplus comes from two words. One is A, alpha. Say alpha. Say alpha. Say alpha. Alpha. We have a dog in our house that thinks he's an alpha, and I'm having to show him who alpha is. If you don't show him who alpha is, they will end up ruling. Amen. That's the same way with your soul. Your soul has to bow to the Alpha and Omega. Christ the Alpha. Christ is the Alpha. Amen? Christ the Alpha. But it's also, from another word, pleco. Means weave together. He said, if your eye is properly set upon the Alpha Christ and properly weaved, integrated, and brought into union with Him, your whole body will then be full of light. He said it like this, if you Abide in me and my words abide in you. If you meet this condition to come into union with me as the Alpha, then you can ask what you will and it'll be done for you because your whole body is going to be full of light. He's going to flood you when you create the union that's proper with the eye of the heart, the eye of faith. When it moves into a proper state of union, then what happens is light begins to flood your heart. Peace begins to flood your heart. Faith begins to flood your heart. Glory begins to flood your heart. You're not looking at the circumstance. You're not looking at the situation. You're not looking at tree of knowledge and good. You're not looking at his world system because you're fixed and fixated on another kingdom. And that kingdom floods you with light, glory, grace, and life, all to the place where it floods you with goodness. You're not looking as an orphan. You're looking as a son. And the Alpha is flooding you with light. Amen? Say amen. If it's properly weaved together, but if the eye of faith be, if that eye of the heart be evil. Now that word evil is not really the evil the way you think it is. Well, we're going to go Greek again with this. Amen? Say, but if your eye be evil... That's poneros. Theirs is, if it's full of labors, full of annoyances, full of hardship, full of toil, if your eye be full of labor, hardship, annoyances, toil, does that sound like the kingdom of God or does that sound like the world system being fed by the tree of knowledge, good and evil? If the eye of the heart gets integrated with the world and you're looking in the wrong place with the eye of the heart and the enemy has captivated the eye of your heart, see what he does? He comes in with good, captivates it, pulls it in, and he generates bondage from it because he integrates and he wraps that thing up. He ties and he binds the eye of faith to the world, and what gets bound on the earth gets bound in heaven. Because you're not being fed life. You're not being fed glory. You're not being fed grace. You're not being fed faith. You're being fed hardship, bondage, annoyance, toil. All the wrong system is flooding into the heart gate. And because the heart gate is where you receive from the Father, it blocks your capacity to receive from a Heavenly Father. Say amen. And he told me, he said, go a little further. Go into the roots of that word. Poneros. I'm like, we're getting in the roots. And he goes, yeah, because I want to get to the roots of the heart. Because if you look at the wrong system too long, if you get fed by the wrong system too long, and here's the thing, if you're being fed with this system, you don't even know you're getting fed because you have no light to compare it with. It's only till you get in the light you can see the other tree. If Adam knew what tree he was eating from, he wouldn't have ate from it. He wasn't in the light because he was being drawn to the wrong tree. God taught him one thing, don't eat from that tree. What's the only thing the enemy did? Eat from this tree, eat from this tree. You'll be as God. You'll be able to discern good and evil. You'll be as him. You'll be as God. As soon as he ate from him, what did Adam do? Started hiding. Sin cut him off. Eat from the wrong tree, it cuts you off. You can't receive. The enemy's plan is to cut you off from receiving from the Father. Why? So you can replace it with his system. His system of toil, annoyance, labor, hardship. That's what an orphan does. An orphan is forced to provide for himself. How am I going to clothe myself? How am I going to feed myself? An orphan doesn't have a father. It's a fatherless soul searching in a dark world. How I'm going to be fed? How I'm going to be clothed? How I'm going to pay this bill? How I'm going to do this? Because it has not been fathered yet. So what it's done, it's attached to a world system that's dark. And then what happens? That annoyance and the toil and the labor begin to flood. If you go into the root of that word, poneros, I have it right there in your notes. It comes from a root, paneus, from pane, from pino, and it means to toil, say toil, for daily substance. Sound like an orphan? Starving, poor. A poverty, orphan spirit. cannot receive from the Father. I don't care how much spiritual warfare they do. I don't care how much they scream, yell, jump, and cry. They cannot, because they're cut off, because they're eating from the wrong system. And it's continually flooding them with a starved operation of emptiness. It's continually flooding them with toil, with hardship, with labor. You ever seen somebody like this constantly in the same system, toiling all the time? Your eye's in the wrong place. Your eye of faith has never got out of this system to be filled with the light of the kingdom. Until it's filled with the light of the kingdom, it cannot receive. You see that? Because when he started out this, asked the Father, he said, "Our Father." If he's not your Father yet, and you're dealing with the Father with an orphan spirit, your soul is literally attached to the wrong system, and it's being fed. The eye of faith, it's being fed continual hardship. That's what you see. That's what you feel. That's what you experience. Toil, hardship, labor, starvation, poverty. It's constantly being fed need. You can have $100,000 in the bank and feel like you're broke. J. Paul Gator, this used to have a movie. This had a movie about him. His grandson was kidnapped and held for ransom, and they thought he was the richest man in the world at the time. Getty Oil. He wouldn't give them a dollar. But at the end of his life, he had all this money, but he was totally bankrupt and empty. And his own daughter said, "How much is enough? How much do you want?" He said, "Just more. I need more." He goes, "I don't have enough yet." She goes, "How much is enough to pay for your grandson to get freed?" He goes, "I don't have enough yet. I don't have enough." You can't fix that with money. Money will not fix a bankrupt orphan soul. Do you give a bankrupt orphan soul the lottery? He'll become bankrupt and orphan again, because it'll reorder his life. The belief system will just reorder, because that's what he sees. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Until that heart's eye shifts to the Father. See, we've got to shift the focus of the heart eye into the Father. If your heart is heaven's where your treasure is, then what happens? The eye of your heart moves to heavenly things. And your whole body's going to be full of light. If your eye will be single-mindedly focused on the Alpha being interwoven with Christ, the Alpha in a perfect state of union, you're going to have light. He said, "He that followeth me," Jesus said this, "will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life." Say, the light of life. If you'll follow me, you'll have the light of life. You have to follow him into the Father where you can see. And if you can see what your eye of faith is fixed on, he floods what? The whole body. What does he mean? I'm going to flood your actions, reactions, belief system. I'm going to flood the way you do things, the way you respond, the way you make decisions. I'm going to flood your heart with a capacity to receive where you couldn't receive before. I'm going to change the mentality. I have to feed myself to the Father will feed you freely. Consider the birds of the air. He goes on into the birds. Consider! Meditate! Consider the sparrow! He doesn't even get to partake in your system! He doesn't get to go sow and plant and reap and lay up in the barns! He doesn't even get to go get a job out there! If the Heavenly Father's feeding him, how much more? The Heavenly Father, say Heavenly Father! Heavenly Father's feeding, how much more will he feed you, his son, his daughter? You have to humble your soul to learn to receive from the Father apart from what you do. Your paycheck's not your provision. God is. I said, "Lord, bring this down to me." He goes, "All right, you want to?" He separates something out to me. I separated a bill out to him. He said, "Now you could provide for that." He goes, "But won't you believe me to provide for that? Apart from what you do, apart from your income, apart from what you can do, because if you can learn to receive from me here, you can learn to receive from me way up here. Because God, it's no difference. But if you never learn to receive from me, you're always going to be dependent upon you. And you're depending on you, how am I going to clothe myself? How am I going to feed myself? How am I going to provide for myself? You see the sufficiency? You know why the sufficiency is there? Looking at the wrong tree. Looking at the wrong I misplaced. See that? Because that's the orphan spirit. I have to do this. What's a son? Father does this. To this day, Carson keeps coming to daddy. He has no problem receiving. The other day I said, you have no problem receiving, do you? And they go, oh, no, no. Here's what cuts us off. Father, I ask you for this. Then you go to the world system. Okay, how are we going to do this? Okay, boom, boom, boom. Get into mine. I start tuning my focus into the world. Let's do this, 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 this. And this is how we'll do this. Thank you, Father, you gave me this over here to do this. And God said, you know, I could have just did this. I can just give this to you. Consider the bird. They don't go to the world to sow, to reap. They don't even get to engage in commerce. They don't get a paycheck. They don't have a bank account. I'm feeding them. Can I not feed you? Oh, you of little faith? Some of the wealthiest people in the world have very little faith because it's all conditioned on them. Wealth does not constitute wealth. What I say, the first order of receiving from the kingdom is to receive from the kingdom, not the kingdom of this world. That's this whole chapter. If you're going to receive from the Father, you're going to have to get the eye of faith fixed on the Father. If you don't get the eye of faith fixed on the Father, you're wasting your time. You're not going to get continuous answered prayer. You're not going to have the flow of light, love, freedom, liberty, grace that causes the goodness of the Father to flood your being. And when the goodness of the Father floods your being, faith floods your being, and you learn to receive from Him as a son, not an orphan. I don't bypass His system by going to the tree and say, I got to do this. I stay with Him. Father, thank you. You're going to do this. Say, you're going to do this. And I stay with Him until it happens. I keep my eye fixed. Consider the lily. We know a lot about the lily around here. They don't toil. They don't spin. It's your heavenly Father. Not even Solomon in all of his glory was clothed like one of them. And Solomon is the wealthiest man in the world. See what he's trying to do in this chapter? Teach us how to receive as sons. Amen? And you can't do that without his light. The enemy will intercept your eye of faith and he'll pull it to his system. This has been my Achilles heel since I started. I'll just be honest with you. I can see when it comes to receiving, the enemy keeps intercepting my eye, pulls it to his system, shows me something really golden beer, awesome. Yes. And then I'm running and bam, the bottom drops out. I'm like, I was duped again. God said, come back. Now let's start over again. Realign. Look at me. Watch me. Keep the eye of faith on me. And now light's breaking forth. You need to write this down. In order to receive from the kingdom, you must have light. If you don't have light, you will not understand how the enemy intercepts. You cannot discern his tactics operating in the mentality of this world system. Until you have light from above, you will not discern how he's intercepting your capacity to receive from the Father. You won't be able to see how your soul shifts. You won't see it. I couldn't even scream it to you. To receive from the kingdom, the eye of faith must be positioned in union with Christ till he gives you light. Your whole body, what do you say? If that eye be single, set in a state of union, interwoven with me, abiding in me, my words abiding in you. What do you say? Your whole body, say the whole body, will be full, say full of light. Now I just break that lethargy coming off of this service now in the name of Jesus. Not going to come back over these people and steal this word. Oh, he knew what I was coming to say today. He didn't want you to hear that I break that off your eyes, your ears, and your heart. I call kingdom receptivity in this house. Light be. Light be. Why? If he can continually keep us bound to his system, we're never going to flourish. All we're going to do is do church. I'm going to tell you something. I told this on the other day. Half the ministries out there, more than half, I won't even put my percentage on them, that call themselves kingdom, and I'm not judging them because I understand it fully. All they're doing is coming, ministering out of order of gifts. They've got books and tapes. They're selling them, and it's a huge money-making machine. And they stand up, and they call it blessed. But it's a huge machine that operates. They call it kingdom, and everybody wants in. But it's not kingdom. It's just an operation. If it's kingdom, it's coming down from above. If it's kingdom, it's repeatable. If it's kingdom, it's not going to need your sufficiency. God gives it direct. Imagine that, God directly giving something to you apart from what you do. That's the hardest thing ever. That's called grace. That's the epitome of grace, to receive from the Father apart from what you do. I don't understand that. I've got to do something. That's what he's got to readjust. He's got to put that in. He's got to take that heart and put it into a kingdom of grace and let it be fed with the understanding of the light of grace and the light of glory and the light of goodness of the Father and the light of the mercy until, Father, it's your good pleasure to give me freely, freely. You're going to have to get something used to the word in the kingdom, freely. There's a word you're going to have to get used to in the kingdom called grace that's freely given. And when you try to earn it, it cuts off the flow. So what's the enemy do? He puts in a system to get you to earn it. He puts your eye into a system where you earn what God wants to give you freely. Amen. You don't mean to do it. It's just a natural reaction of your soul to go eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And as soon as you start eating, it cuts off. You can get along just fine. God's not going to strike you down because you don't directly receive from him. It's not that easy anyway. He's constantly working with you to become a full-age son where you learn to fully receive from him. Wherever you're at, wherever you go, you're not conditioned on the circumstance of where you are because you're not being fed from that kingdom anyway. Think of this. The Lord said, could I not presently call my Father right now and he give me 72,000 angels to care for this situation? I'm like, oh, I want to pray like that. I want to know God like that. I want to know a God that I can ask for, receive from, that's not conditioned on the paycheck that I get. Amen. It's not conditioned on what I can do or what's out there coming in. The one that does exceedingly abundantly beyond all that I ask or think, that's not conditioned on me. That's not conditioned on an orphan spirit trying to feed myself, clothe myself. But a son that's freely been humbled in the Father's house, and I can freely receive just like Carson freely receives from me. He has no issues. He has no issues coming to Daddy's wallet. Daddy's wallet's bigger than his wallet. My daddy's wallet is much bigger than my wallet. And I got to get to the point where I can receive from him, but I can't have my eye fixed on this system and be fed with the toil and the annoyance and the labor and the poverty and the starvation of this system and expect to be full of God. I got to get the eye readjusted. The eye of faith must be readjusted. Amen. When it's readjusted, guess what he feeds you with? He floods you with the light of the kingdom. He floods you with the light of the goodness of the Father. When you're connected to the Father, you're being fed with the goodness of the Father. You're being fed with the glory of the Father. You're being fed with the fullness of the Father. You're being fed with the abundance of the Father. There are no poverty thoughts in heaven. You're being fed with abundance, and light is filling your heart with abundance, glory, grace, freedom, liberty, happiness, joy. God wants to do this. He loves me. And you come out of there, God, I'm loved. You're going to do this for me. Hallelujah. Then I get back into this system. I start looking at stuff. Nothing there, nothing there, nothing there. And God said, it's not coming from there. The kingdom cometh not by ocular evidence of this world system. The kingdom originates from within. Stop looking for it out there. Keep looking for it in here. Keep looking for it in the vine. Let the light flood the heart till it pushes and drives out the unbelief. Amen. Woo, let's give him glory. What's he tell you to do? I'm closing. First close. Consider the lily. Consider the bird. Consider the sparrow. Consider the goodness of the Father. Will clothe you and feed you apart from what you do. Or say, put your hand over your heart. Say, I am not an orphan. Today, I break that orphan spirit. Today, I'm not responsible for my provision. It's my Father that's responsible. I humble myself unto the Father. Now here's the key. Here's where people miss it. They'll get a breakthrough, and then as soon as they go out there, the enemy will intercept the eye of faith and pull it back to his system and have you regain the responsibility. This is your responsibility, you little orphan. It's your responsibility. Now, how are you going to clothe yourself? How are you going to feed yourself? Now, get annoyed with the fact that you have nothing on the table. Get annoyed with the fact you can't. Look at those bills. Look at the toil. Look at the hardship. Look at the poverty. And mammon, that looks so good in the beginning, will beat you down to nothing in the end. Because your eye is in the wrong place. If you're going to win the battle, you're going to have to constantly adjust the eye of faith till it's fed with the kingdom of light. Amen. Close. Okay, verse 31. That's why he said what? Stay with me. Isn't that good? You didn't know all that stuff was in that chapter, did you? That's how to read the word in the light. Take no thought for your life. You don't walk around going, I rebuke that thought, I rebuke that thought, I rebuke that thought, I rebuke that thought, I rebuke that thought. Take no anxious, worrisome, filled thought. What he's saying, do not eat from that system to where it gets into the heart. That's why he says, don't take that system. Don't take the bait of that system to where it fills you with the worry, the anxiousness, the fear, the bondage, the slavery. Don't take it. You see that? Stop eating from the wrong tree is what he's saying. Ooh. I promise you, you're going to go out tomorrow, start practicing this, and I promise you, he's going to come and allure you. The second you try to believe God, he's going to lure your faith into his system. Why? To get you, because it's a war between your heart. The enemy wants to cut off the goodness of the Father and wants to attach you to a system that promises you goodness is going to deliver you bondage. I'll give you the house, but you're going to pay for it for 90 years. Come on. I'm not against more. I have a mortgage. So don't. Just saying, it's a system. It's a system. Debt-driven system. Say, take no worrisome thought. He says, if your eye is connected in union with the Alpha, you're going to be filled with light. Not just you, your whole body, belief system is going to get filled. Your mind, heart, everything's going to get filled with the light. You're going to see the goodness of the Father. You're going to know and understand that you're not going to struggle. So take no thought what you see, what you wear. All these things the Gentiles eat. Now watch this. Here's the scripture everybody misplaces. Seek you first the kingdom, and all these things will be freely added to you. Here's how we've preached this. Stop worrying about yourself. Go seek the kingdom. Get out on the streets. Go to the nations. Take the gospel to the nations. Get out of your selfish pity party. Don't worry about your stuff. Just go out there and work for God. I've seen a lot of people work for God end up poverty. Going to work for God That is your vocation. Don't misunderstand your vocation with what he's saying. This whole chapter is about receiving from the Father. If you're going to receive from the Father, you're going to have to seek first the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of this world. If you seek the kingdom of the world, you're going to end up empty. But if you'll put the kingdom first in your capacity to receive and keep it first, say, keep it first. Make it the priority. Keep it first, 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 first. You cannot, in this chapter, he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve that system with the eye of the heart and receive from the Father. You're going to hold to it. And it's going to cut you off from the Father. Why do you think he put that in there? You cannot serve God and mammon. He put it in that chapter. Right there. You want to see where it's at? Verse 24, right there, when he said, your eye... If your eye be single, focused, interwoven with Christ, your whole body be full of life. If your eye be poneros, full of labor, hardship, toil, poverty, starvation, your whole body is going to get filled with the darkness of that system. Your mind, will, and emotions, your belief system is going to get filled with the darkness of that system. When it's filled with that darkness, you cannot serve both systems. You're not going to be able to serve with the eye of your heart, God and mammon. He's talking about mammon and God. At the end of the chapter, he says, seek first the kingdom. Put it the highest priority with the eye of your heart, and you will receive, and it'll be what? Freely added to you. Freely given to you. If you don't put it as priority, your eye will be intercepted by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and you'll have to work, toil, and labor all your life under a system you were never designed to walk in. Somebody give him glory. Hallelujah.
Wow, 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 wow. Are you cranked up? I'm cranked up. Hallelujah. This is awesome. Let me just add one little thing, because see, the Lord's Prayer sets it in order for you. The Lord's Prayer, if you go back up to verse 9, he says, our Father. In other words, out of your sonship, I'm setting everything in order for you. Out of the place of sonship, I'm going to set it up. But look at verse 13. What does verse 13 say? And do not lead us into temptation. Do not lead us into the provocation of the Spirit. Don't leave us in a place of provocation. But what? But deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the earth cursed system. Deliver us from the toils. Deliver us from the burden. Deliver us from all the provocations, the annoyances, all the rest of it. Deliver us. It's all right there in your Lord's Prayer. We've been saying it religiously. Now we can get to say it with life. Hallelujah.
Oh, let's all stand. Praise God forever. We're going to pray a prayer today. This prayer shifted me 3 weeks ago. Just turn the lights down. I'm going to pray. Everyone, put your hand over your heart right now. Father, grant us the eye of faith, focused, set, fixed, single, interwoven with the Alpha, Christ. If we follow you, Lord, we will not walk in darkness. We will have the light of life. We will see. We will see. We will see. Father, grant us a focused eye, a focused heart, an eye that abide in you and your words abide in us. We stay with you with the eye of faith. And we ask, and those things will be freely given to us. He said, you can ask what you will, and it'll be freely given. Seek first. We put the kingdom first, not this world system. We put the kingdom as priority, and all the things the Gentiles seek through the fallen system will be freely added to us. Thank you, Father. Let's lift that up. Let's lift that up, Chris. Father, let this word be sown deeply. Let it be set deeply. It come from the Father of lights. Teach us. The Father of lights. Teach us. Teach us.